For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We got a packed studio again. We have
I don't want to interrupt you. I got to leave.
Okay. Everybody's ready to go. We have a very special guest in studio. We're honored to have him. And Ari Shaffir.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Glad to be here. What a great honor to be here, finally.
Finally got him in. And joined us. He won last Kong Stanley. He's got a special on Showtime, if I'm correct.
Yes.
And he has a podcast here on the All Things Comedy Network. Please welcome Alonzo Bowden. How
Thank
are you, bud?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Alonzo Bowden.
Well. Live.
Fellow Clipper fan?
Yes. Yes. And I'm well equipped to be a Clipper fan because I grew up a Met fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Constant losers and occasional winners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although,
you don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
You ride the wave and it's like, oh, they look good mid-season. You're like, this will come to an end.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you obviously you love the team going to the playoffs, obviously, but in a weird way, was it easier when they weren't winning because there was less pressure and your hopes didn't get up as much?
Back when the Clippers really sucked, you know, and I'm talking like 80s Clippers.
Yeah,
it was fun just because the games were cheap and nobody was there. And
it was like that in the 90s.
Yeah, it was like
Ron Harper, Dominique Wilkins.
Little hope popped in now and then.
The Darius Miles and
that. I have so many jerseys from all the saviors that we're gonna. Save the Clippers.
I have an Odom jersey.
Yeah, I gave it to him because I had an extra one.
But the thing about this team going into the playoffs, I mean, this season, I knew they weren't going far.
Yeah, me too.
Every year. You could just tell that. Yeah, it's not a hard bet.
Yeah.
But I don't know about blowing up the team, but I think it's time to let Blake go.
I think it's time to let Doc go.
I think Doc
for sure.
Doc and Blake.
Doc needs to drop GM. Doc can be a coach. He can't be a GM and a coach.
Yeah, I will get into a lot of that real quick.
Produced more movies and TV shows last season than games he played.
Playoff series, yeah, for sure.
Played 31 games. He's got 42 TV shows coming out.
It all went to shit. You know when it went to shit? Neil Brennan's sketch show. When he did that sketch show with those two guys.
Yeah, and gave Blake the idea he's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what pissed you off more, that Blake gets hurt all the time or that Blake thinks he's an alt comic?
No, listen. I give Blake this much as a comic.
Yeah.
He's a better comic than I am an NBA player.
I respect
that's as much as I'll give him.
That. Yeah, okay. That's fair.
I respect that.
Currently, Ari, I'm old. My knees are gone.
Right. Yeah.
In my prime, I'd say it was about even. But,
do you have that old black man game at the Y where, like, no matter where you stand, you can hit a shot?
No, man. I got to sit on the side and watch and tell him my knees hurt game. You know.
Yell at white chicks to stay in their lane?
But I don't know. This is the problem with Blake. The fourth quarter, just like, and again, just in the comparison to the Mets are a great little league team. They win the first six innings, right? Then the game, then they fall apart. Same thing with the Clippers, with Blake. Blake's great for the first three quarters. In the fourth quarter, Blake Griffin averaged 3 points.
We've talked about
3 points in the fourth.
That was his average.
I think the problem with Blake
in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
He can't, when the pressure's on, when it's that moment where you got to be the man, where you got to say, give me the ball. I'm going to finish the game.
He needs an assassin.
He doesn't have it.
So we've talked about
He doesn't know who he is, his identity.
We've talked about this before on the podcast, where it's like to win a championship, you need three all-stars, one franchise player, and not all all-stars are franchise players. We've learned that from the Celtics. And then you need an assassin. A great example of that is the Cavs. You have your franchise player in LeBron. You have your three all-stars, Kevin Love, Kyrie, and LeBron. And then you have Smith. Kyrie, who just fucking is lights out at the end of the game.
Yeah, but that's an unfair comparison.
Yeah,
that's because you have LeBron. Yeah. Like, when you have the best player on earth, that, you know, I mean, LeBron has proven he could go to any team and take a
to the finals with nobody. He's like, Cleveland, his first year, I'll go to the last place team.
Give me four pickup players, and I'm going.
Yeah,
to
but
the
look
finals.
At let's say the Warriors. So, the Warriors are like that too.
The Warriors, having picked up Durant, made such a huge difference. My big problem with the Warriors is the absolute worship of Steph Curry. Like, he's the second coming of basketball.
I agree with you, sir.
I am so tired. It's like, you know something?
He
right now,
so good.
Right now,
two good seasons.
He's not even the best player on his team right now.
What?
He's not the best player on his team.
KD's the best. 1B. He's a great player.
He's a great
player.
He also allowed KD to come.
Without him, KD's not there.
Right. He's a great player. He's a great shooter.
He's a crazy shooter.
But the worship of him is what wore me out. It was like, in his free time, he saves puppies. He's going to cure cancer as soon as he retires.
Well, he's a Christian. He's a little guy, so everybody can relate to him.
His mom's hot.
His mom's decent.
Yeah. His dad was a pro ball player. Of course his mom's hot. If you're in the NBA, your wife's going to be hot. This is like the generation of those super athletes
that Sam talks about where it's like these guys are banging hot ass athletic, you know, women, and now we're starting to see their kids are lights out players.
Yes. You have two players on that team that grew up in NBA gyms that were taught how to shoot by NBA coaches, him and Klay Thompson.
Right. They learn from the best.
So basically what this Warriors team, they took a team that won the most games ever in the regular season, and they got rid of the one chink in the armor, and that was Harrison Barnes, and they replaced him with the second best player in the NBA.
Yeah, Harrison Barnes is crazy.
What?
Harrison Barnes is a crazy person. I love him. He's the new Rodman without the talent.
Yeah.
Harrison Barnes? No, you're thinking Matt Barnes.
I sure am. Wow, Matt Barnes is nuts. He's nuts at Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes.
Wow, I love that guy.
You know who I think is the new Rodman?
Who?
DJ. From the Clippers. Yeah, he's a giant. Look at his game. He's a giant Rodman.
I'll tell you, rebounds.
Oh, you mean not attitude?
No, I'm talking about his game itself.
Yeah,
rebounds.
He does all
block
the dirty
shots,
things.
Just go. Doesn't work. Like scoring is not his main thing.
It's not his focus.
It's like give me the ball and I'll dunk.
I'm not interested in scoring at this point.
His range, and I love it. His range is 3 feet. He's like, if I'm more than 3 feet from the basket, I'm out of my range.
Dennis Rodman could actually hit shots. He was notorious
but
for doing
didn't.
It.
But he
didn't.
He hit him on occasion. He hit him on. But
he actually scored 20 points a game in college.
And DJ scores. How many times does DJ have double-doubles? He always scores.
A lot. You can't put him and Blake together because they both slack off. They let the other one do all the rebounding.
I'd rather keep DJ.
How do you say DJ lets the other one do the rebounding? Look at their rebounding numbers when they play. DJ has led or been second in rebounding. I agree with you. Every season, he either leads the league or comes in second in rebounds. I'd rather pay
McGee $2 million a year, free up that cash for a shooter than to pay a guy in a jump shot league whose whole job is to swat layup.
We're going to play keep him or ditch him. Clipper fans only.
Okay.
I'm
a sympathizer.
Barnes, no. DJ.
Absolutely keep
him. I agree with you 100%. Absolutely.
Who's DJ?
DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, yeah. No, you can build a team around the center.
Blake Griffin.
Go.
I would rather keep him than
get
DJ.
Some stuff for him. No. Get some stuff for him.
Again, I'm with you. Go.
Blake's out.
If I get a DJ or Blake, you got to get rid of one.
I would rather have Blake.
Chris Paul. You keep Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan.
Chris Paul, guess what, you guys?
You build from there.
It's not going to happen because Chris Paul is going back as a free agent. Two, the New Orleans Pelicans.
That'd be a great thing, a move.
Back.
No, it's not happening. He's not leaving all that money.
Back with Cousins.
LA.
Oh, he'll be paid.
J.J. Redick.
Under the table.
Dude, I'll buy his ticket out. Mm. I'll pay for it.
You love Redick. He's one of your favorite guys.
He's handsome as fuck. Probably one of the greatest NBA players of all time.
I love he shits the bed every playoff. Everyone's like, well, he leads the league in scoring in first quarter. Yeah, because he gets grinded down by the fourth and he's beat up.
He's too expensive. If he was on the cheap,
at this point, JJ's an old shooter that can't play defense.
So he's going to get $20 million somewhere.
Can't give him top free agent money.
No. He's going to get it somewhere.
Someone will.
Somebody will be like, "Oh,
Sam's
we like
right.
you."
Sam's yeah. right. Someone will give him that money.
Maybe the
no, let's let him go somewhere else.
Yeah. Get rid of GM Doc. You can't be.
No,
I just
can't
don't
be
think
GM.
You'd be
just
both.
Coach. Just
I just
coach.
Don't
can
think
he do that though?
Can he just coach?
Can he coach?
Yeah,
I think he can.
Yeah, he can, especially in this league because this league, the players respect guys who played, and Doc was a player. This league, you have to have played in the league for players to respect you, unless your name's Greg Popovich.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So real quick, before we get into some more Clipper talk, where are you going to be?
Sam, before we get into that.
Ari's got a problem and he wants you to help
I him. Know we're sponsored by Caveman Coffee, and you have Starbucks coffee on your fucking table.
Technically, we're not sponsored by them. Technically, we push product and based upon we sell.
I would like to piss into the rest of that Starbucks.
Pee on the show.
This is for
Pee
Caveman
on
Coffee.
The show.
This is for Caveman Coffee. Tastes better than piss.
Fuck Starbucks.
Fuck Starbucks.
There you go.
While he pisses,
where are you gonna be, Alonzo?
Yeah, there we go.
This week
Dates
I'm going
gates.
To a club called Chuckles in Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, right. You know that sounds made up, right?
I know, I know. It's amazing that they chose that name. Like, I don't know whose idea it was. Like, let's name a Chuckle Hut Chuckles.
Chuckles.
But yeah, they're actually going to a place called Chuckles.
That's great.
In Memphis. So,
where's your favorite club?
They always ask that, and that's always a tough question. I got a few favorites. He's actually pissing on radio, like anybody could actually see.
This didn't happen on Colin Cowherd, did it?
No, it did not.
Christian Leahy didn't pee in a cup for
you.
I was just at
Brad Garrett's in Vegas. I like that club a lot. Brad's club is great.
Yeah, they have candy there everywhere.
Yeah. Chicago Improv, I like that. That one's great. And there's just a lot of them.
You could have a more different reaction to what was just going on in here.
I'm just trying to keep going. I'm trying to keep going.
You can't stop laughing like you saw piss for the first time.
Listen, I've known Ari for years without ever seeing him piss, and we had a good relationship. There's no need to add that level. We were good without that.
It looks like the tea you like to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
Drink it. Where are you going to be, Ari?
I'm going to be...
gross.
I have a storytelling show at the Village Underground, July 25th.
All right, Tebow. Yeah.
How long are you in town before I do? I got a couple days.
3 weeks, but next week will be anal bleaching.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
On this table.
We got to work on that.
Wait, it's not done?
No,
she'll do it. We got to set that up.
I am going to be at the St. Louis Funny Bone next week, the 7th, June 7th through the 12th. And the following week, I will be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls from the 15th through the 17th. So get those dates and those links at samtripoli.com. Thank you, guys. And then, June 13th, I'm in the main room with a comedy, Chaos. Ari, you want to do that?
June 13th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on. June 13th. Ari Shaffir's added to it. He is now part of the lineup. It's got Tom Skor, Bert Kreischer, Christina Pajinski, and Russell Peters.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a good show. Straight cash, homie. Go into it, buddy.
Guys, I was at the Comedy Store Original Room last night at 8 o'clock. Good set. Last Wednesday.
Did you just give a date for
shit? Last Wednesday, I was at the Melrose
Get your
Improv.
Time machines ready.
Last Wednesday, I was at the Melrose Improv, 10 o'clock show. I went on around 11:15. Pretty good set. La Jolla Comedy Store, 2 months ago with Sam Tripoli. That was decent.
That's
Death
good.
Squad show, May 12th. That was at the Ice House. That was really good. And for the rest of my dates, find me on Tinder.
Yes. Those are great dates. So we got the NBA. What?
Tiger Woods first.
No, let's finish on the NBA and we'll get into
okay,
that.
Yeah.
Let's finish up our Clipper talk. What right. would you like to see happen in the offseason?
There is no GM Alonzo Bowden. This is the big question. There's absolutely no predictions for this offseason. This offseason is so up in the air. The first thing that has to happen is Chris Paul has to stay. And like you said, at 200
agreed.
Plus
first
million,
business.
He probably will.
Yes.
But I wouldn't blame him if he sees a championship run going somewhere else. It's like, he's
got to see no run there.
He could.
He's got to see no real run there.
Well, here's my thing. I think he's trying to force management. I think he's putting out the Spurs thing.
Oh, it's not even a matter of forcing. In the current NBA, it's up to the star of the team who comes on the team. Uh-huh. Like, you talk about GMs. LeBron is the GM of the Cavs.
Yeah, Kobe ran the Lakers.
And like you were saying about KD and Steph, the only hope for the Clippers is that Chris Paul and LeBron are friends. So it's like, hey, LeBron, come on out. Just give us
what about Carmelo?
Cancer.
Carmelo for JJ.
Do not want to see.
No, you don't want to see
Carmelo.
Really?
I would like to see
Melo
him.
Is
I've agreed
absolute
with everything you said
cancer.
About the Clippers so far.
Absolute cancer. I don't want to see him
anywhere.
No,
you don't want him anywhere.
I think Chris Paul's the only totally one agree. To get him to play ball.
No, he's cancer. Don't bring him.
I think if you're the Knicks, you should get what you can for him.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't want to come to my team.
JJ Redick and Chuck the Condor.
The three Clippers I see as untouchable, Chris Paul, DJ, and Jamal Crawford. Those three. And anyone else can go.
I hope you're right.
Anyone else can go if they can build around them or whatever. You know, maybe they can lie to Paul George and say, hey, you know, we're really Lakers. And then once he gets over, say, just change the locker room back.
Jamal Crawford is one of the most underrated players in the NBA. All he does is whatever you tell him to do, and he does it well.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamal
comes off the bench, starts.
He'll go out shooting.
And Jamal Crawford is the only player that when I see him pass, I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
No one is paying you to pass the ball. Just keep shooting.
NBA Finals are coming. Here, I'd like to do it. I'm fine with keeping DJ if you want to. I personally would like Carmelo Anthony. I'd like Carmelo. If we can't get LeBron or we can't get Paul George, I'd love Carmelo because we need a closer at the end of the game. And I'd love to get someone like a Gerald Green who's like a 6'8 shooter. I just want shooters all on the outside.
Okay, but I'll tell you this about Melo. Do you know that since he's gone to the Knicks, Denver has a better record?
Wow.
And
they had Porzingis last year.
They gutted their team.
Yeah, Denver, because Melo is
one of the best centers in the NBA.
In my opinion, the only guy that could get him to listen and tell him you're not the main guy anymore is Chris Paul.
No way.
That's my opinion.
Also,
they're best friends.
Why are we at the eve of the NBA Finals and we are talking about the goddamn Clippers?
Because he's a Clipper fan and I'm a Clipper fan. He's a Clipper fan and you're an asshole.
It's time to talk about the Finals.
We are. That's what I'm trying to get into. Fine. Finals. Let's talk about it. I'm excited.
Golden State for sure.
I don't know, man. I
you
never
think so?
For sure.
Count out LeBron with
me
this
neither.
Kind of
I know they're fully
around.
Healthy. They're a better team than they were last year and they should have won last year.
I hope you're wrong.
I'm not saying
I don't like Golden State anymore. Since the KD thing, I'm not really a fan of Golden State anymore.
I'm not either, but both teams have a legacy. This is one where, like, last year, like, the Warriors could lose and it wouldn't really destroy their legacy. If you go to three and you lose two out of the three, now people say, were they that great? You know, this is a legacy.
If you've only
game.
Won one out of that and they start to get older and break up,
they're
going to
be like,
how many
dude,
more chances do we have?
Let's not, I mean, like, dude, Klay Thompson has disappeared in his playoffs, and we're looking at the effect of KD being in here, and is he getting upset? Is this him going, dude, what the fuck? I'm not even shooting anymore. He hasn't had a good fucking playoff run. When was the last time he blew up in the playoffs? It was last season. It could get crazy, man. It could get crazy. I think it's going to be closer than people think.
They're really hoping that this is like, they really want this to be like the third fight of Arturo Gotti, Mickey Ward. They're like,
dude,
the first time these guys fought.
I think they match up really well.
I would never bet against LeBron. I literally think LeBron is that good. He proved it last year. He's like, yeah, I can win the finals by myself.
What does he have to do?
But he did. So, I mean, I disagree.
No,
with
he
too.
Didn't do it by
Kyrie
himself
is
last
a huge
year.
Part of
but
this
he,
whole
but,
thing.
But LeBron drove the team. I would not bet against LeBron. You know, when you talk about Klay Thompson, I feel Klay Thompson is a bit overrated. Because he's in a system that allows him to shoot so
yeah.
much because they don't defend him.
Exactly.
You don't defend Klay Thompson when you have to try to stop Steph Curry and KD.
He was like Juwan Howard at the Wizards.
I think he's good, but I don't think he's great. I think he's a good player in a great system that gets – like Steve Kerr, like Klay Thompson and Steve Kerr both had the same thing where Steve Kerr was like, yeah, of course you're a great shooter.
John
Who's defending
Paxson.
You?
Yeah. John Paxson.
You're hitting open shots.
Yeah. You're in the shooter spot.
But that you're going off that this year. They just got KD. The last 2 years, 3 years,
even
play,
then,
he's been
you
lights
have
out.
He's been lights out because he's been guarded.
You have to double-team Steph Curry.
They were guarding him.
Yeah, but they're
guarding Steph.
No, they were.
They were guarding Steph. They're not leaving wide open,
Steph.
But they're keying on Steph Curry.
They'll worry about Draymond Green because you don't know what he's going to do.
They got to worry about those kicks.
So,
his kicks can come at any moment.
Yeah, how funny is it when Draymond Green calls someone a dirty player? Yeah. I mean, Olenek is a dirty player.
He should have said, I would know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that
game,
was
game, game recognizes game,
me.
Right?
If anybody can know what a dirty player is, I think it's me. And I'm calling that guy a dirty player.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you need dirty players in the NBA. Here's my problem with why I think the Cavs play the Warriors better than everyone. Because they hit that motherfucker.
They hit
Steph Curry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He does not tiptoe.
He does not like. Yeah, Steph doesn't like getting hit.
Yeah.
But the other thing though, last season, what you talk about this season being the one to prove Golden State. Last season was a season to prove LeBron. Last year's championship was the one where there's always going to be people who hate him, but there's no denying his greatness after last year's championship.
I agree.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Except the NBA gave
I've
that to them.
It's
a cheap championship. Besides that, I agree.
What? Say it again?
Except the NBA gave him the championship.
No, I disagree
with that.
It's
for sure.
He actually should have been suspended the series before when he fucking drop kicked in the nuts.
Series before.
And they wouldn't even gotten to the finals if they suspended
And then Cleveland would have lost to a different team.
No, Cleveland would have destroyed the Thunder.
No way.
Destroyed them. I can't wait to see KD versus, if they even guard each other, KD versus LeBron.
That'd be great.
Because KD's been talking mad shit to everybody on the court. He's like telling mascots, get the fuck off the court. We're going to see how he does
when like
daddy's
it,
home. When daddy's home. When LeBron's
it.
In.
Yeah. Again, you can't compare. And there's nobody in the league who can play LeBron 101.
No way.
He's too strong.
Maybe ever.
One dude. That I watch him play all the time, and he does pretty well against LeBron, and that's the Greek Freak. And I've been watching that guy for a long time.
That guy's a crazy athlete. Unbelievable athlete.
I watch him just throw LeBron off. But, I'm like, damn! That's like Godzilla killing King Kong.
It is weird how sometimes the best guy who can defend a superstar is not a good
who's playing
player.
Now and who's watching?
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah, who's left?
You know, who's playing and who's watching?
The Greek
Freak's got to – listen, in a couple of seasons, I'll tell you the player who I want to see in 3 or 4 years and looking at possibly best player in the world, Karl-Anthony Towns.
100%. What about
Karl
Ben
Anthony
Simmons?
I'm anxious to see how Ben Simmons is. The foot is difficult to come back from.
Yes.
Broken feet have ended careers.
Every time you say somebody's going to be amazing no matter what, when they're 16, it's like, let's just wait a minute until we get to the actual
NBA.
But
Towns, I
let him finish puberty.
I want to see Towns in a few years. And
where is he now?
He's so good.
He's in Minnesota. He's a seven-footer. Who can shoot three-pointers. He's amazing to watch.
Do you think it would be a great idea to have the Timberwolves and the Pelicans switch coaches? I feel like
for sure
their talent, their coaches would be – like Minnesota should be running and gunning with those.
I'll take anybody except Gentry. I'll take anybody.
But Thibodeau would do great with Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins, you know, you were talking earlier about Barnes being crazy. DeMarcus Cousins is another one that I was talking about this on the
really
show
is.
On the all head case team.
Yeah.
Like you're just not sure what you're going to get with DeMarcus Cousins. What mood is he going to be in? You know, what? And I think other players know how to piss him off. You talk about getting hit. He doesn't like getting hit. If he feels the refs aren't giving him the calls, this or that. And the other thing is, It was a short season last season. How are him and Anthony Davis going to do together in the whole season?
We'll see.
You know, that's a – I mean, he's a great player, but that's a big question mark.
For them to learn how to play the 4-5 together, right,
if
high,
you were Boston, trade that first pick for DeMarcus Cousins?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Because if I'm New Orleans, Boston, I'm like, I can get Fultz and I can have Davis. That's
again,
a good
yeah. If I'm Boston, I would trade that. Because you're like, we're building a championship caliber team right yeah. now, and this guy can help us right now.
Yeah, he could.
For sure,
and
I would do that.
It's a chemistry question, but I think the chemistry would be okay. But again, when you're dealing with him, it's like the Dwight Howard situation, right? When you're dealing with a superstar talent, but you have to be so careful of the chemistry of who plays with who. So,
yes.
So could Cousins play with Isaiah Thomas? I would think so. But
I think it's better that than point guard.
I'd give up the first pick for him.
Now, yeah. Is it crazy that DeMarcus Cousins, who hasn't had a winning season ever in the NBA,
yeah.
could get $40 million a year on this next contract?
No, it's not crazy.
No, it's not
crazy.
Why
is that crazy?
No, he's a beast.
Well, I mean, like, that's a huge amount of money for someone who's never
won.
You,
no, but...
I mean, is that his fault?
You also, you have to look at the fact that the NBA is, like, the money in the NBA is going up so much.
Everybody's getting paid.
Role players are going to be getting $8-10
million
a year.
Alan Crabtree, $20 million a year. You couldn't pick him. You'd only know he's in the NBA because he's 6'8".
Right. So, no, you can't knock the market.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, no,
you can't
knock
the market.
I don't have any problem with them getting paid. I have no problems with that. There's 420 of them. They're playing arenas that are packed. I'm talking about the fact that this guy has never had a winning season.
I hear you, and I'm saying it's still okay.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, dude, let's give this guy an HBO special. He's never had a great set.
No, that's not true. That's not the same at all. That's not the same. Okay. He's never been on a show that's a good show.
He's a great comic who's never been on TV.
He only performs bar shows, but he kills on those bar shows.
Right. Okay, I respect that. I was just throwing it out. So let's get who's going to win. Thoughts? We'll go around the
I'm going with the Cavs.
I'm going Cavs in six.
I'm going Cavs.
And how many?
Oh, it'll go seven.
Seven. Cavs.
Who's got home court? How do they do it? Best record?
Warriors,
or do they do?
Warriors,
or they do back
Warriors,
and forth on
Warriors got
All Star
game.
They
go 2-2-1-1.
No, how do they decide?
No, only
All-Star
baseball
game
is
baseball?
Dumb enough to think the All Star game.
Well, they got rid of that.
Yeah, I know they had to.
The commissioner's like, okay, goodbye.
Golden State had the better record, so they get.
So that's
home
what
court.
They're doing. Okay, so yeah, I'm going Golden State. I'm going Golden State for sure.
How many?
In three.
Three. I knew you were going to say three.
I would love to see him in five, so it's not even a question.
Like, I think Golden State's got a really great chance. I just can't pick them because I'm a Clipper fan.
Oh, let's talk to your mom.
So I'm going
to go. Let's talk to your mom.
No.
Your mom's calling. Let's talk to her. Dude. Oh.
No. No. That's my mother.
Cavs in six is my call.
I'm going to go Cavs.
Hey, let's talk to your mom. Look who wants to take a call. Oh, I got to go. Oh, hello, you mom. Like, good to see you.
So what do we think Ari's problem is?
I have no idea. No idea.
He's got a lot of problems. Let's start with him pissing in a Starbucks cup during a fucking live internet show.
The other question.
The jump off point.
The other question, when you talk about the money in the NBA and this and that, what is the league going to do about super teams?
Is that your...
Sorry, dude. Sorry. I don't know. I mean, like, dude, this is an anomaly.
I don't think this is an anomaly. I think this is, they did it in Miami. They did it in Miami, right, where Dwayne Wade and LeBron were friends, and they said, you know something? Let's win some championships.
Well,
and they did, and they got together. I mean, the league now is players getting together, and, like, the question, like, what's the big question now? Who wants to play with Russell Westbrook, or does Russell Westbrook want to play with somebody? Paul George. It's up to Paul George to pick, like, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but the stacked super team – Golden State is boring.
Cleveland isn't to me.
Cleveland isn't.
You don't jump State shots. Is. You're not jump
because
shot.
Because
you're
when
a Clippers fan?
But Golden, no. When
you're not
Golden
hating.
State, no, I'm not hating. When Golden State added KD, and I'm a KD fan, and I'm happy for him. If
Same.
KD wins his ring, good for him.
Agree.
Okay, I can love KD and not love Steph Curry. I'm okay with that. But
I totally agree with you. Why do we hate this guy?
But
I don't
when
hate
KD,
Steph Curry.
We do for some reason.
But when KD went to that team, then it became like this isn't even – now it's not even close because now you have four all-stars
I agree with that statement.
On one team. You have two arguably two of, some would say two of the best three. I'll say two of the best
you
five
have
players
the,
in the league.
Three of the greatest shooters of all time, in my opinion.
No,
let me play devil's advocate
wait
here.
A minute. Look, stop this of all time.
No, I'm
at
totally
least
disagree.
Give it five seasons. You know who's the nicest guy in the world? Reggie Miller. When Reggie Miller does a game, he could easily say, yeah, they shoot pretty good, but they ain't me. They ain't done what I did. You can't have two
great seasons. I would put
any
of those three guys up shooting with them, and I would put Kyrie Irving in there.
Give it some more time.
Ray Allen's in there.
Yeah, absolutely, Ray. Ray proved it.
Those guys are great.
Ray proved it. Steph's got four or five more seasons.
Steph's been shooting at this clip for 7 or 8 years now. He's been in the league for a little while. It's not like he's like 2 years in.
But he hasn't been in this conversation for this long. Reggie Miller was in this conversation his entire
finals in a row.
Reggie Miller was in this conversation his entire career. Reggie Miller spent
1, 2, 3, 7. Dude, that's more than seven. That's eight games. That's eight seasons, man. Two more, and you're probably playing back in the 60s and 70s would be a full career, 10 years. Two more seasons. He has shot lights out. He's in his third finals in a row. And he is now even though it's KD's more team.
Great player, but I don't put the all-time label on him yet.
I think he's, in terms of just shooting, one of the best ever do it. Larry Bird's up there. I'd take
Bird over Curry any day.
Yeah, because he's fucking, I mean, if Bird played today, who knows how his body would react with the training, the regimens, and all that stuff. But, you know.
Well, you can't compare eras because when you do the era comparison, if Steph Curry played in the 80s, they'd have broke him.
I disagree with that,
Steph
man.
Curry, Charles Oakley would have elbowed Steph Curry once.
Dude.
They'd be like, I'm going to go home.
They had tiny guys back then.
Who was that dude?
Isaiah Thomas was a tiny dude who went down the lane.
But Isaiah Thomas was tougher.
Isaiah was tougher than Curry.
But Curry could shoot Isaiah's back then. He wouldn't even come close. He just launched from... You wouldn't even get a hold of him.
Dude from Atlanta that always wore elbow pads? It always reminded me of Oakley. When you said Oakley, it reminded me of him.
Oh, Kevin Willis?
Kevin Willis. That was another fucking dude you didn't want to come in the paint.
You didn't come in the paint.
Oakley.
There was a no layup rule.
Yeah, and I like – that's what they got to do. That's what the Cavs have to do with this series is anytime that dude –
Bill
Laimbeer,
bro.
Hit him.
Laimbeer. You didn't have that guy. Remember when the Bulls got Oakley?
His job was protect Jordan because
what's happening is the Pistons are beating his ass.
Right. It was a different
physically.
League back then.
Yeah.
You could use hands on defense. That hand checking, that was a Knick rule, right? They were like, we have to stop this because the Knicks are holding teams to 60 points.
But you also couldn't play help defense. Yeah. You got called on defensive violations if he went double teamed the
I'm not saying Curry's not a great player. I'm just not putting the all time label on him.
Totally agree with you.
And if you say I'm a hater because I'm a Clipper fan, I'm okay with
that. No, I'm a Clipper. I hate the team. If I wasn't a Clipper fan, I'd love watching. I love the shooting. I love the game. The NBA is going to be like, okay. People are losing interest in this game because it's a jump shoot. There's going to be
they're
going to find a way to finesse the old with the new.
What's really funny to me about this argument is you're arguing about Steph Curry being greatest of all in the all-time conversation, yet there are so many haters that won't put LeBron in that conversation. Like now, when you talk about now, you're talking about a guy who is arguing for greatest player of all.
He would have averaged 100 points.
And I will
say, for sure.
This was one thing that I talked to someone. He was a retired referee, okay, and he said, listen, I refereed games with Magic. I refereed games with Michael, you know, Bird. He said, no, I didn't ref with LeBron. I was a supervisor. He said, but I will say this. He said, there's never been a player of his size with his skill set. He said, he is Karl Malone's size with Michael Jordan's skills.
Yep.
I mean, LeBron.
He's a rhino
with
that moves like a gazelle.
Yeah, LeBron is. It is truly, and he'll never get the respect, right?
Why?
He'll never get the love.
It drives me nuts. And on top of it, no DUIs. Never smacking up a bitch. You don't see him popping champagne at the strip club.
Right.
Never late.
They've called it here. He's the Al Magical of the NBA.
First guy in the gym, first guy in, last guy out. Leader. Yeah. Good guy in the community.
And not hated by teammates. Right? Because that was the problem with Kobe, right? Where it got to where people were like, I'm not going to the Lakers.
You heard rumors of Kobe starting fist fights with Derek Fisher and different people at practice.
You know, players didn't want to go to the Lakers because they couldn't play. They couldn't stand Kobe.
Where do you have him ranked?
Who, LeBron?
I have him top four.
Yeah, easy.
He could go. Yeah. He could go top one.
He's on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, he's on Mount Rushmore. Yeah. Larry Bird's gone. You know, we lost the last white guy.
He might be three.
I have this: Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar,
LeBron.
No, I have Magic, and then LeBron. But LeBron could easily jump Magic. I don't know.
That's a tough one. I'm so glad you put Kareem in that, because there's another player
that's one
people
B, in my
don't
opinion.
Mention.
Uh-oh.
Who people don't, and it's like Kareem. This is the guy who played in three different eras and won in all three.
Number one.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, that's a good four. And on a given day,
and then J.J. Redick at five.
It's on a given day. How do you rank that? You know, even the Magic Michael thing. Now Michael took the title from Magic. But
Magic had AIDS at that point.
And not only that, you know how great Magic was? Magic
hard to guard.
Magic made kids want to pass.
Yeah. And like wear condoms.
That's when you changed the game. Like when Magic came along, suddenly kids on the court were like, man, I want to learn to pass. Like passing's cool. Like
let's be honest. He made black kids want to pass finally.
Yeah, exactly. White kids were doing it. We were always doing
it. All of a sudden I'm getting no look passes. Listen, I'm like, finally.
If you can count those chest passes and bounce passes, yeah. You gotta add a little
look
flair.
Look it down to the ground. In fact, I will say Magic Johnson was culturally appropriate. White people his use of passing.
No, man. He said, man, we got to make this passing shit cool because they're doing is
Tim Duncan in the discussion? Here's the thing, man.
No.
Discussion, but not in the top five.
Top five for
but
you.
But Bird, you know, now you talk
Bird's
about,
top five
wait,
well.
You talk about cultural.
Bird, Cliff Robinson.
You talk about cultural. Who? Bird, here's a white guy that talks so much shit that he said, if you put a white guy on me, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Like Bird, you tell Bird grew up playing with the brothers. Talk shit. Called you out. Sure, he couldn't dunk. He didn't have that athleticism, but everything else he had. He had no look passes.
Can we see a Larry Bird dunk highlight?
Why is LeBron playing a violin in this picture?
Because he can do anything.
That's a great question. top 10 Larry Bird dunks of his career. I love it.
It's either the top ten dunks or just 10 dunks. They're the same thing.
They're very oft forgotten. Top five for me. I think Bird's top five.
Yeah, Bird's top five.
The championships alone.
Dr. J.
Does he go full court on this? Does he go full court on this?
Yes, of course he does.
Comes right back to him. Yeah, bro.
I'll give you another reason I think Bird is in that argument is because we were talking about Blake disappearing at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Bird
stepped up at the end of the game.
I was a Laker fan. I was a Showtime fan. The last thing you wanted was Larry Bird to take the last shot.
And 3 seconds left.
You did
three
not want left. Bird because Bird would just not miss. Bird was a killer at the end of the game.
The best was that three-point contest he won and a hit like
turned
the
around.
Last eight. And just when that last money ball was up, he's just pointing up like, that's good. Didn't even watch it go
in. He hit the last
in.
Eight, and he had to hit seven to get down by one. The money balls were two. I shot it and just turned around. Because he knows goddamn well that was pure, and I'm never going to miss.
Never took his warm-up off. Still wearing his warm-up.
I think one of the greatest fourth quarter, one of the greatest games, but definitely fourth quarters, when him and Dominique Wilkins went at it, basically one-on-one, yeah, Boston versus Atlanta.
Dominique Wilkins.
They were just like, yeah, we're going one-on-one. And Bird won, but that was like two players who were like, yeah, we're going one-on-one.
Travesty to keep Dominique off the top 50 players of all time?
Yes.
Robbery.
Top 50.
There's a guy
who are the last 10? I just want to hear those names.
Well, they did by positions, but they put Shaq in, and there was a big
Shaq should
problem.
Be in.
Yeah, but at that time, he hadn't been.
Oh, yeah, he was in there for like 6 years.
He's in for like 4 years. People are like, why is he in this?
Every list of everything top 10 albums of all time, they always wait towards the new.
See, they
always have a couple people
one,
on there like,
on
relax.
This one, they what? Added Shaq because they knew he was going to be an all-time great. They're like, we might as well just throw him in. And then people got pissed. I think
that was your last chance to not include him. You may as well had somebody else in, and then like, hey, next time we make this list, he'll
no,
be
his
in.
His list don't mean shit.
No,
the funny thing was that Doc Rivers said, why is Worthy on there and Dominique isn't. The difference between Worthy and Dominique was me and Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Because, what Doc Rivers
would do. Yeah, James Worthy had the greatest first step of all time. Big game James, and he was big game James in the final. I mean, he won an MVP in the finals on a team with Magic Johnson and Kareem. Worthy was a big game, big time player. Dominique Wilkins had more flair. Dominique had more style. Worthy has to be on that.
Dominique,
look at Worthy's resume. Look at Worthy's resume. How do you not put him on? Huh? NCAA championship, 3 NBA championships, Finals MVP. I just did an event with this guy, and it was like I was reading everything he did. It was like, holy shit, why aren't you more famous?
Did he at all bring up the problem he has right now with KD?
Yes, Worthy. And
what's
he said problem? This is a thing. He said it was a thing of media hype. He said that he talked to KD, and he told KD, he's like, I support what you're doing, this and that. What he said was, back in his time, you wouldn't have made that move, which is true, because back in the 80s, players weren't doing that. Well, in the 80s, players were staying with one team.
The whole career.
And you didn't have that
except
freedom.
Except for Charles Barkley, who went around.
Thank God.
Went around and tried to, he chased
but
the
even
ring,
that,
the
but
Phoenix,
even that was in the, even
Houston.
That was later. Even that was in the 90s when Charles did it. But,
yeah, it wasn't a free agency period, but I think he's even saying, like, even if there was free agency, there's no way I'd go to the team that just beat me.
No, he really wasn't saying that. He was just saying that it was a different time and that in the 80s you wouldn't have done it, but he supported KD doing it. And then he said, you know, you get a few reporters, because they got to make a story, right? They got to create a controversy.
He
said he spoke directly to KD, and that's why he was upset about the reporters making it into something that it wasn't.
So listen, you gotta jam in a little while. Can we get into this Tiger Woods? Yeah,
real absolutely,
quick?
Let's do that.
Thoughts on Tiger Woods?
I gotta jam in 5 minutes.
Okay,
so
Tiger Woods, thoughts.
Listen,
found asleep at the wheel.
Tiger needs Jesus.
I thought he was pulled over.
Tiger's been in trouble, right? He's already played the rehab card. He tried sexual rehab. The only thing now, you need Jesus. Now, normally they find Jesus in prison, but Tiger wouldn't last in prison. So I think he needs to find Jesus this week.
That's not a bad idea. Usually Jesus, like Sam Tripoli has a theory that Jesus hurts athletes. Once they find the Jesus, they get worse as an athlete.
Or a Kardashian.
But at this point, I think
Jesus
he does need Jesus.
Great
he
body,
right.
I'll tell you. Nothing ruins a great body more than Jesus. You ever
Ray Lewis killed people, found Jesus, got a job at ESPN.
Okay.
But his career was over. His playing career.
No.
Tiger's
still
playing career.
After that.
Tiger's
Lewis?
Playing
he won
career.
Won a Super Bowl after that.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. After he found Jesus.
Yeah.
After he killed somebody, then found Jesus.
Right.
Like, Jesus is like the Johnny Cochran of life. He just gets you off any of your fucking problems, you know? Tiger's just like, I don't know, man. His whole life. Now, I'm going to say something about Tiger. He wasn't a nice guy. I mean,
he was one of those killer competitors. He was one of those win at all costs
guys. But he also wasn't very nice. You could always find out what kind of person, how a person's soul is, or how they're, kind of person they are based upon how they treat waiters and all that
That's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he was in that
didn't
same
tip.
Category as Kobe.
Didn't talk to them.
All about
didn't make
me.
Eye contact with them.
Yeah.
Could he have just been uncomfortable?
No. I've heard bad things about who he was as a person.
Is that
so
possible?
He's banging
not a nice guy.
Fucking 1% of the 1% wife, and he's insecure, so he won't make eye contact with the fucking busboy?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. That's what I thought,
he was nice to us, and me and Ren Azizi met him. Hey, play that Tiger Woods golf commercial that me and Ren Azizi did with him.
Hey, can you find that?
It was nice to you. Now, was that, but maybe that was like early in his career. Like, he just.
It was after his dad died. He was clearly already fucking everything, but we didn't know about it yet.
What role do you think Michael Jordan had in this? Who's that?
This is me and Ren Azizi playing golf, Tiger Woods golf.
Can
with Tiger
we hear
Woods.
It?
Yeah, rewind it. He's giving me advice.
I would do some sit-ups. Whoever your avatar is needs to do some sit-ups.
That's me.
We can't hear it.
He's telling you what to do. Oh, that's right in the middle of the trees. Or the sand. Oh!
Well, it worked.
I got that shot off a tree onto the green. Yeah, that's in my bag.
that avatar trees, looked like Morrissey.
Trees definitely yeah. coming.
It looked like Paul Morrissey.
Oh yeah, it did. Fat and blonde.
And he looks like he would wear a bowling shirt.
Yeah,
Morrissey looks like a guy that was always wearing a bowling shirt.
Yeah, I just think that he had the world by the balls. And there's also something about pro athletes when they don't necessarily change. The real truth is that their handlers go away. So he doesn't have Coke. He doesn't have Gatorade. He doesn't have Nike cleaning up all the mess, threatening to pull sponsorship if they run a story. Same thing with Michael Vick. Michael Vick was doing all this crazy shit. When they stopped, when they realized he's never going to win a Super Bowl, you know, the handlers
start going away. Michael Vick, different story. Michael Vick fucked with dogs. You do not mess with animals.
Nobody gets back on that.
I've said this from day one, Sam. If Michael, and this is fucked up, but it's absolutely true. If Michael Vick had beat a woman
and not
a dog, he'd have played ball that afternoon.
Because you know why?
You do not mess
with
dogs.
You know why? Because everybody loves dogs. Nobody hates dogs to the point where they might not want to have one, but they won't want to kill one. And everybody's had the thought, I'm going to beat up a girl.
All of those owners, all of those rich owners, all of them, they got wives who are members of PETA. And they're like, I don't need to listen to this shit.
Yeah.
Yes, get rid of him. My wife's on my ass.
He gave, you know, remember, what was he, something Mexico?
Rod Mexico.
And there was all this crazy stuff. He gave some chick herpes.
But getting back to Tiger, you know what I think? Part of the problem with Tiger, one of the things, and he's another one of these guys, like we're looking at Lonzo Ball right now, right, with the dad who programmed you to be an athlete.
Yeah. And an asshole, maybe.
When it works, it's great. Now, it worked for a long time with Tiger. But remember, Tiger lived in public as a golfer his whole life. Like, Tiger never got to fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, in life, when you might be a teenager, might be college, might be some point, you get to fuck up, you learned. He never got to do that, right? And we see over and over, people who were like that, they at some point, they lose it. They snap. Tiger, you know, if Tiger's...
Yeah.
If you look at Tiger... Yeah, Marinovich is the worst example.
Mm-hmm.
But Tiger had the same thing. The Williams sisters, now when it works, it's great, right? With the Williams sisters, it works. With Tiger, it worked right up until being number one. For 10 years, you're the greatest golfer in the world. Your dad dies. He's sainted, this and that. But Tiger never got... He didn't have a chance to fuck up.
Yeah.
He didn't have any... And like you say, when you talk about watching his back... What kind of crew did he have when he had the chick phone? Like, you know you're one of your boys is supposed to have that phone.
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to have that phone. You're the third guy in your posse. He's paid. His only job is to keep that phone away from your wife.
He was notorious for being a cheat. There's that whole thing with the Navy SEALs, Tiger Woods, where he brought out these Navy SEALs, and the fucking check comes, and they all stare at Tiger, and nobody... Tiger just sits
like,
there.
I got the hamburger and french fries.
Yeah.
What did you guys get?
Yeah.
You want to split this 12 ways?
Yeah,
or?
Tiger's like, okay, let's split 12 ways. Like,
again, if you had boys, your boys be like, yo, man, you rich. You paying for shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like you, well, that's having a friend.
That's the Chris Carter
that's
thing at the NFL rookie thing.
Chris
He's
Carter,
like,
shit.
Get somebody to take the fall.
A buddy of ours, Court, is good friends with an NFL owner, golfs with him. And that guy, and that's billion, you know, that's super, super rich. He has a guy who's it's his job to tip.
Right.
Every guy that opens the door, and you know what he does? He gets $5,000 every day.
Yeah.
Grand, and he walks around, and that's what he does. Break you off, Hunter. Break you off, Hunter.
Right.
Break
that,
you off.
That was
every
why
waiter,
everybody
every...
loved Tyson. In Vegas, Mike Tyson was a king of Vegas because he tipped everyone $100. And they all loved him. Like every valet,
tip Don King 100 million.
I went to college out there.
If you're rich, all you got to do is tip 100%. Whatever the bill is, you just double that, and everyone will love you. You don't have to do any crazy math.
Yep. You see the coach of.
Well, that was Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy says, just because I'm rich doesn't mean I want to spend it.
You see the coach of the Spurs, was Pop?
Pop.
Had like an $18 tab.
Yeah.
And left $1,000.
Wow. $1,000.
Yeah. $1,000.
Your Brett got tip was $100 on a pizza.
Did you hear Brett Ernst's story about Shaq? That I think it said it happened to a friend of his, but he was eating at some place, and somebody
does this
came,
involve Shaq going, "I'll give you $100, just quit talking."
Yeah. Somebody
talking
came over
politics.
And said, "Mr. O'Neill, I hate to do this, but like this in the other room, there's like my kid's birthday party. All his friends are there. Like, if you could just say hi, it would fucking." Destroy that party. It'd be amazing. He goes, let me finish eating, and then I'll come over. Finished eating, spent an hour with them all, just fucking picking the kids up and then paid their bill and then left. Like, wow. They were, like, climbing on him
and
stuff. Yeah,
that's who he was.
That's who he was.
In L.A.
My bad, $5,000. It's an $800 tab.
He's a $5,000.
$5,800, Greg Popovich.
And he left 5,815.73. He didn't even round.
That's over 9 minutes pay for Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, it's like, cool.
$5,000. That's
wow.
That's how much he made up to the first time out.
Yeah. Wow.
But good for him for sharing it. That's great.
By the way, he
that's
immediately great. Left. Be he said, nice. Cancel that charge.
Yeah.
Someone stole my credit card.
Oh, man.
They had one Jack and Coke.
Right,
man.
I'm bouncing.
Alonzo, it's great to have
Tiger
you here.
Tiger Woods needs Jesus.
Yeah.
Ari. I've now seen you pee. I could have lived without that.
Yeah, I could have,
too. You could have. There's nice there. Without the Holocaust.
So the next time I see it, I'm like, oh, again?
Exactly.
Yeah. Old hat.
Always got an old hat. You want to plug anything? Plug your podcast. Any dates before you leave?
For sure, your podcast.
Who's paying attention right here on this network? Listen to me rant and rave about politics and news and shit like that. And, coming up, I'm going to be in Memphis. And then where the hell am I after that? Side Splitters in Tampa, June 20.
I love Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's a great city. Third weekend of June, Side Splitters in Tampa. Thanks, guys.
I've been seeing Alonzo Bozen kill for fucking 16 years, something like that.
Old vet. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Much love.
Great having you, buddy.
Bye, man. Guys.
Now, have they?
SeatGeek.
Oh, yeah.
SeatGeek, for all your ticketing needs, we just use SeatGeek. Come here, Johnny. We just use SeatGeek for to go see the Dodgers. Great game. We got to see like 7 home runs.
That's right.
It was pretty sweet. SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek. Go to use the promo code PunchDrunk.
One word. No space. PunchDrunk. And the best way to do it is just get the app. Of course, if you're carrying around your laptop or if you're at home, you can always go to SeatGeek.com. Use the code PunchDrunk there. But why not get the app? Why not have it on your pocket, in your phone, on your body with you all the time. You got it. Go to SeatGeek and download the app. Go to the promo code, put in PunchDrunk. That gets you $20 off of your first tickets. Concerts, sporting events, NBA playoffs, NHL finals, baseball, you name it. SeatGeek is your friend for that.
I might be able to go with you guys to the Cubs game.
It was this weekend and you missed it.
Oh, this past weekend?
Yeah.
I thought this coming Friday.
No, it was over Memorial Day. We went Sunday.
Oh, wow.
But it was just like my dates out the gates. Ari, you should come to the game with us last week.
Sunday, I will.
It was fun, man. We had a good time.
That's my favorite when people ask me when I was on the road. I was like, how long till you turn 40? I'm like, when did you turn 40?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
2014.
Yeah, dude. You got what kind of what do we have? Nationals are coming. $4 tickets.
What? Where?
$4 for Nationals.
Really?
Yeah.
Monday, June 5th.
My tickets last week were amazing.
Is that a day game or a night game?
What'd you get?
We had great seats. I beat the system. We figured out.
Hey, is there a Dodgers day game coming up? A weekday day game?
Of course.
Weekday day game.
Let's have Johnny look it up on SeatGeek. Where were your seats? What was so great about it? Because Sam and I think we beat the system.
We were 8th row from the really fancy seats behind home plate.
Oh, okay.
Boom. Wednesday, June 7th.
And it was only $73 for each ticket. It was amazing.
We were all-you-can-eat section, which I do believe I won again. But if you sit in the top 3 rows, X, Y, and Z, you're in the shade.
Yeah, that's great.
So we're up there, all you can eat, like not even $40.
Kings.
Dude, if you have 4 hot dogs, you're just putting money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Now everything I eat after that is just like putting money back in the bank, baby. I had 2 warm-up dogs before I started counting.
2 warm-up dogs.
Yeah, before I started counting dogs.
I picture you like, I'm going to need a glass of water, too, because I'm going to eat these the way the fucking competitive people eat these.
Not
it's
me,
like
bro.
Dip and eat, dip
Sam,
and eat.
Sam and Chris Neff came, and he got there a little bit later, got there like maybe middle of the first.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, how many dogs you had? I go, like one, but I had a couple warm-up dogs before that.
Hey, next week is for sure the anal bleaching.
Yes.
We're doing it on this table next week.
Yes.
Aaron.
This table will not sustain your weight.
We'll definitely have to reinforce that.
Figure it out.
Maybe we'll bring that over. Maybe bring that over.
Or we can just have you just bend just over there and I can
shoot it.
Fours.
I can shoot it over there.
You just peed into a cup.
Aaron, do you think your wife would want to be here for that?
No, absolutely not.
You sure? I mean,
we should wear those masks. I think we're going to need those masks the Asians wear on like public transportation all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I should have brought those. I have these those fucking smoke pot masks, the thing. You guys should have worn those during it. It would have been great.
Oh, like those like gas masks, but it's a bong hanging
By the way, just
it?
So Riley Keeley knows. What's her name? Yeah. Ryan Keeley. Yeah. I'm not going to shit until during the anal bleaching.
Okay.
I'm going to spray
thank
her.
Thank you for making a hot chick uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's not good.
Just spray her.
Just fucking ridiculous.
Spray. I like how it's automatically just a given that it's pure diarrhea. It's not just like a healthy poop. No, I'm spraying her like Mount St. Helens.
Guys, also, June 18th is Father's Day, and our good friends at Harry's Razors have a very special holiday package. That's right. Go to harrysrazors.com. Okay, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get your father some awesome Father's Day gifts. That's right. We here at Harry's are proud to pay homage to a little thing.
Wait, what are we paying?
Homage.
I'd like that on the record, please.
Okay,
everyone.
Homage. Okay. What is it?
Not homage.
What is it?
Homage.
Homage?
Nope.
Homage.
Yep.
It's homage?
Mm-hmm.
Homage.
Nope.
Homage?
Yep.
Yeah.
Homage.
Like Amish. Think of Amish people.
Okay, so there's H is silent. Give Harry's hey, the by dad, guys.
From now on, anyone giving us our reads, you might want to spell everything phonetically.
Okay. Just, we got gifts at every spell price phonetically. $15 and custom engraving to make it feel really special. It says dad on it for your dad. Quality and satisfaction guaranteed.
You should get it engraved. I fucked your mom.
Yeah.
Also, if you're a woman listening to this, that's a good way to let people know, hey, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great one.
Hey, I'm pregnant with a new Harry's razor.
Happy Father's Day. Here's a new shave. Yeah.
Okay.
Why do I do a Father's Day? Oh, no.
Guaranteed. If you don't like it, 100%, return it quick, easy, and hassle-free. Ready to gift. It comes in a gift bag. We'll have this next week. I was supposed to bring it this week. Have it next week.
Oh, maybe we can shave my ass.
Yeah, we'll shave my ass with
Harry's razor.
Make sure she uses a Harry's razor.
Yeah. Dude, limited day Father's Day set. Can we find that picture real quick? The limited
that
Father's
is what
day
is on the screen.
That's that.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Comes in a Storm Gray limited edition razor stand, engravable, foaming shaving.
Look, forget about Sam's terrible read. It's a good razor. You guys should get it. It's way easier than shopping, and it's way higher quality for cheaper the price.
Promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Bam. Those are the reads.
All right. Well, listen, you guys. It's been real. I'll have some announcements next week.
Do you do?
What?
Yeah. And then,
what does that even mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just some stuff to promote.
For us?
No, just for me.
Okay.
Why can't you promote it right now, Ari?
Not finished yet.
Is it like a tour?
Yeah, it's a tour. Tour of these nuts.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm almost done with my coffee if you have to take a shit.
Will you bring out your piss cup with you?
Should I throw it at Rachel?
No.
Hey, is Rachel cool? Would she get it?
No.
She would not get it.
How about
dude,
Oscar?
She'll totally get that.
If you do it, follow him with the video.
Oh, yeah. That was great last week. We got to do some more on-site shit.
Well, we're going to bleach your asshole.
In the parking lot. What's more crazy than that? Oh, good point.
But it was fun to set a fire and then an explosion after that.
Yeah, an explosion.
Aaron was pretty cool with it.
Could have been first explosion in podcast history.
Probably.
They usually write about explosions in movies, saying it's not cost effective, but on a podcast, it's definitely not cost effective.
Ari, did you see the Bryce Harper fight?
Loved it.
Great, wasn't it?
I loved it how he slowed down right before he got to him.
The
batting helmet was great. Terrible throw. Shanked it off to the right. I think he lost grip, but it's a terrible because you know he's waiting for you. You don't want to get into a Robert Ventura if you get him off.
You know what that
off,
looked like
you know, off
the way
guard
he threw
with the hat. Then you get to jump in.
That was a great.
What it looked like to me when the way he threw it, he was like right when he was about to let go, he's deciding: am I throwing this and charging, or am I going to throw this at him? And he just kind of did a mix of in between.
I think he also knew if that he was threw a it beam. At him, he could get fined more.
Now, did
I don't think that was the issue.
Did he throw at him earlier? Did he throw at him earlier in this?
Yeah, what's the setup
what
on this?
What ignited
Aaron?
This?
Aaron, you know.
Aaron?
Apparently Harper has homered off of Strickland twice.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Okay.
And then he does that weird watch. Oh, yeah. Dude.
He took a good straight right, though. That's a good straight right before he gets tackled.
That guy just leveled him.
It was a really good straight right, though.
I mean, I get it at some point. Like, hey, man, I'm up here playing baseball, and you're trying to hurt me, and the rules aren't going to put you in jail for this. So I'm going to punch you now.
He hit his ass. Yeah, he hit his ass.
Right in his midsection.
Yeah. I mean,
right in his midsection. That went a little bit higher. That's bone.
97 mile an hour pitch to the hip.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. You could really.
It's where it's supposed to go if you're going to do it.
I mean, imagine him giving him a dead arm.
I would only throw at people's faces. Remember when Andre Dawson took that fastball to the face and was down for like 10 minutes?
Yes.
And you thought he got killed.
Yeah.
You literally thought he got killed.
Yeah. When's that first fake belt fight coming? Oh, sorry. Let's keep going on.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no. Let's talk about how we're moving up closer to the Patreon. We've now gone over halfway, Ari.
Oh, you know. Oh, no. Have we really?
Yes. We only have 250 more to go until you and I are fighting.
Why did we're at 250?
Oh, no.
We're over 250. I think we're at 260.
267.
And if we get to 500 by when?
Tomorrow.
By the end of July.
By the end of July, then I have to MMA fight you.
Yes.
Well.
What? What?
I mean, you should know that I've been taking the. I haven't taken a yoga class since I've been back.
Yeah.
But I did find where to take yoga.
Okay. I have a feeling you're going to do more training than you're letting on, and I'm not stupid.
Dude, I haven't. I honestly, my main goal coming back before this fight was going was to continue doing more yoga stuff, and I haven't done it once.
Why?
So the idea of me actually going to training is.
Why? Have you been too busy?
No. It's just like, what is it, 3 minute walk? I'm not going to go over there.
Yeah,
that's why.
You've really given up on just.
I mean, I don't even stretch anymore. It's fucking so lame. But listen, you guys, don't sign up for the Patreon.
What?
It's stupid. Nobody wants to see this fight. It's just dumb. Also, it was nice that Rogan and Tom Segura did the last Patreon episode, so no one will hear that.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, and I heard it wasn't that good an episode, so you're not missing anything.
Who said that?
People around are saying that.
Who? Uh-huh. Name four.
Jimmy Manua.
Okay.
Light heavyweight contender.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Clay Guida.
Clay Guida. I'm good friends with Clay Guida. He's also said it wasn't as good.
Oh,
it wasn't up to his usual
Patreon
standards.
Guys?
Yeah, he said he got it on a torrent.
Go to our SoundCloud if
Is
you
it
could.
True or false you have a Please. Black belt? And can we see it?
No.
Next week. We'll see plenty next week. Guys, I got to go. I'm really sorry. I got to do a
Can you hint at your announcements next week?
I can hit announcements. We've got a breaking news stuff coming in. Definitely check out last week's episode. One of the best. You should tell your friends about last week's episode. If they want a place to start, it's one of the good old – that's what we got to get back to, I think, a little bit.
What?
Fucking around, having a good, ridiculous time.
Yeah.
Let's do more of that. Less of this awful sports talk.
More fires.
Let's talk about Patreon. We don't need to deal with Patreon in this fight. It's
explosions.
Not important. The important thing is that I beat you in bowling. I beat you in golf. Handily, both of you. I'm out of here.
He drank it.
Oh, my God.
Throw it out.
Here. No, take that. No, that's my goddamn drink!
Throw it out!
You fucking dumb fuck! Oh, God, I'm gonna puke.
Throw it out! No. Throw out your piss!
Ari just drank his own piss.
Oh, no.
He really did it.
You are getting ready for the fight. That's what fighters do.
He really did it.
They drink their own piss.
Now he's puking.
Just throw that out! Oh, don't do it, dude. Don't do it.
Aaron will lose his mind.
Ari, don't.
Ari!
Ari, stop it! Ari, stop it!
Ari, don't do it!
Get the fuck out of here! No! I'll fucking kill you, Ari!
This is a professional studio!
Why are you doing this? Stop hiding behind me! Ari, stop! Ari, stop it!
I'm gonna get away from it.
Ari, please.
I'm gonna fucking get away from
it's
it.
It's a professional studio!
Stop it!
This is where pros get out of here!
This is
Ari,
the
please.
Floors would be very easy.
Ari,
to clean.
Please.
The floors would be easy to
go!
Ari, stop! Get out! Ari, leave! Bill come. Brent Bill come
just
walks
go
in.
Quietly,
please
dude.
Stop
I'll
and
it.
Leave.
I'll clean it. I'll
do
clean
not. It. No, Ari, please!
Don't do it!
Wait, what
stop.
Do you mean by you'll clean it?
He won't
I'll
clean shit.
It I'll throw it out. I'll throw
Ari,
it out.
Get out of here. Ari, you
get
leave.
Grab it. Grab
Jesus
it.
Christ. I got the piss.
Grab it.
Oh God.
The nuclear code.
Jesus Christ. What's wrong with that guy?
From two guests to no guest.
Oh, I mean, he literally was going to throw
a
big
thing of
piss.
Look where he spit the piss back in the bottle.
I can't look at that. I can't look at that.
He spit the piss back in the bottle.
Grab Ari. Mari! Someone grab him real quick.
No, don't let him touch the piss.
I got the piss. Just grab him. Tell my guy to ask him something.
I mean, he fucked up every one of my goddamn drinks.
Oh. That was horrible. That was horrible.
Oh. What a, thank you, Aaron. Jesus Christ. Now every goddamn drink on this table has piss in it, except for the water Aaron just handed me. He drank his own piss. And then puked it up into my coffee and then threatened us with a pretty much 18 ounces of piss.
I was over here with my hands in the air like it was a gun.
Yeah, you were like...
Ugh, that was just a nightmare.
Secure the urine.
Ari.
Secure the urine.
I pitched our show to True TV. They liked it, but you have to be the lead, they said.
Of what?
Of a sports talk show.
Ari, do not do it.
Yeah, you got to be the driving force.
Can we get my asshole a credit?
Yes.
Non-negotiable.
Is that cool?
Non-negotiable.
Can I put you in that?
Is this a slow roll?
No, it's basically our show on True TV.
I love it.
Okay, are you in?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to send that to him today.
You can see
get
the
out of here.
He spit out of his mouth in the bottle.
I can't throw this out, dude. I can't take this.
Look at that, dude. There's urine
in
the bottle
that
he spit out.
Can you throw all of this out, Sam, please?
I can't take this.
Aaron, look at that.
Talking.
You can see it's yellow. I am talking. He spit it out of his mouth into the bottle.
Can you throw all of that out? This, too,
man,
and
I wish
this,
Ren
Azizi
could see this.
I cannot.
That would have made Ren Azizi puke.
Like, for sure? I still haven't seen
it. It got to me. It got to me. That was absolutely horrifying.
He did it so quickly. I mean, he was just like, bam, I'm going to drink this now.
That was horrifying. I literally thought it was going to start raining piss on me, and he had us cornered. And by the way, what a good friend Sam is, by using me as a human shield. The first move that was proves of my point of always with this guy. Zero respect for me. The go-to move of Sam Tripoli was to use me as a human shield.
Absolutely.
And every which way Ari would move, Sam would shift me on a rolly chair to make sure he doesn't get any piss on him. I'm willing to have Teeb drenched in piss. Not an every man for himself. As a human shield, he uses me.
Yep, definitely.
Oh, that shows you when push comes to shove right there.
That was vile.
Once again, Kate Beckinsale at the Comedy Store last night, and I figured out why. Because she is apparently good friends, which, good on you, sir, with Jimmy Carr.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
When I say that this chick is stunning, stunning.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Let's take a look.
43 years old, because I Googled it last night.
Of course you did, yeah.
As she's standing in front of me.
I have to.
She has that thing that you go, oh, okay, you're a star. Now, we live in Hollywood. We see hot people all the time. Everybody out here, men and women, they're just naturally good-looking, beautiful people. Then you see a superstar. I once saw Penelope Cruz at a coffee shop, and I had never thought much of her, whatever. But you see her, and you go, oh, she's got to be somebody.
Right.
Kate Beckinsale last night at the store last night.
Who's she there to see?
She's apparently good friends with Jimmy Carr. Absolutely stunning.
Next
Bill, come. You see? Did you see her last night? Yeah.
Ooh. Matt Rife.
Matt Rife. Just some young comic. She's all over him.
Aww.
She's fucking Matt Rife?
Yep. I mean, if not, they definitely are putting on a show. Yeah. But she's good friends with Jimmy Carr. Beautiful. And I'm talking 43-year-old woman. Absolutely a head. You hurt your neck looking at her. Yeah. How beautiful she is.
Dude,
before
she
you realize who
lichens,
she is.
Bro. She has to be hot.
So good for you, Beckinsale, and thanks for hanging out at the Comedy Store. But literally, you just would go far away from her, and you would just watch her. You're just like, wow, she is so pretty.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing, dude. Some people just were born. She was just born hot, and the fucking universe just opened to her. Whatever you want, because you have a hot snatch.
Yep, that's what it's about right there.
I want to talk real quick. Can I say something?
Of course.
Real quick? I want to talk to our listeners and tell you guys how thankful we are for everything you guys do for us. But I also want to talk to whoever the guy that listens to this is who runs to other people and snitches on us. I'm really getting over it. Mm-hmm. Within 2 seconds this podcast getting done, I had Ken Condit hitting me up, asking me about the fucking RE and all this shit, and I'm sure I'm going to have to deal with this with Kim right now. But she's like, why'd you guys say that about me on the podcast? And I'm like,
first of all, Ari said it.
Yeah. And second of all, we all give each other shit. That's what we do.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Punch Drunk.
Yeah.
That's what I said to her. I go, that's
the least
of my
problems. And
that was
the shit on Kim. So go run
Ari shits on us.
I'm going to find out who it is, dude.
Ari shits on us.
I showed you who it was.
Ari shits on us way more than
somebody else.
Yeah, but people like to do that. I remember one time, maybe it was even the same guy or whatever, and we said something about Red Band, and it wasn't even anything really bad. And then Red Band hit me up. I was like, dude, someone just hit me up, said you guys were talking shit about me on Punch Drunk. I go, no, we weren't. We weren't saying anything crazy. Then he goes back and listens to it, and he hits me up again. He goes, I don't know what they were talking about. You guys didn't say anything that was out of the ordinary or whatever.
Guys,
or anything we wouldn't say to his face.
The reason you guys are doing this is because you're hoping that maybe these people will be friends with you, or maybe you could hook up with Kim. She's not going to hook up with you, okay? Don't snitch us out, okay? Don't snitch us out.
And we love Kim Congdon.
I love Kim Congdon.
We're working on something with her. You took her on the road. You guys, we're all good friends with her.
I like Kim Congdon.
I don't even know her, and I love
her.
She's
super
she's
funny.
She's hot as fuck. And she's
totally adorable.
She's finally got her grown woman ass, that grown woman Latina
ass. She has beautiful
ass.
Eyes.
I don't even know. She could be eyeless for all I know. Whenever she walks in with that ass, I'm like, damn! That girl got hell! Duh!
Other than this Bryce Harper thing. Which I loved. That was a great fight. Great baseball fight. Mm. Now with hockey,
it's
you're
been
gonna,
a great
with
great
hockey. You get
because you know it's flying. It's flying.
With yeah, well, I mean, it's 7 people
about
here.
About to come to a screeching halt.
With man. Hockey, of course, you get great fights. With hockey, of course, you get great fights. Right?
With hockey, I would agree with that.
But baseball second. Baseball
yeah.
second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. NFL, you're dumb if you fight. I mean, you're wearing so much pads. You know, you get a, you know, sometimes you get a good face mask.
Miami
grab.
Had a good fight. College football will give you a good fight.
College football will give you a good fight. Yeah. You know why? Because they fight after when all their helmets are off and they're going into the tunnels and then a good scrum will break out.
Yeah.
NBA, not good fights.
No, because they're all.
There used to be, though.
There used to be. Now they're just like too much money. They're like, hey, dude, let's just hold me back. That's what Jalen Rose calls
it. Do you have a favorite fight that you can remember? Not boxing, not UFC. Do you have a favorite? Like, I remember that one fight because I remember mine.
I remember when Larry Bird fought Dr. J, and I was like,
and he grabbed him by the throat.
Holy shit!
There's a wonderful documentary, and I'll plug it for them. That, and then I want to talk about Magical's show. But there's a wonderful documentary about Bird and Magic, and I think it's on Showtime. Might be HBO, but I think it's Showtime. You forgot. And we were saying it earlier, I know, and this whole episode's been NBA, so I'm sorry for everybody that's like, too much NBA.
Who says
how great,
that?
How great Larry Bird really was. You forget how great that guy really was. And him and Magic have been linked together since high school. When they were in high school, they were on an All-American team for one whole summer, and he's like, you know, I barely talked to him. We didn't really talk too much. The only person to be an MVP of the season, MVP of the finals, coach of the year, GM of the year.
Mm. Yep.
Only person to be all four of those.
Yep.
You got to say something about his basketball knowledge there.
But I'll tell you something, dude. The guy who's just – go back to the fight. Can we see the fight? Real quick. You got video. This is the running down the court.
Dr. J actually chokes him.
Yep. Pushes him off. Larry falls.
A little bit of a flop by Bird there.
No, come on. He lost his balance. Why'd you stop it?
I didn't stop it. They're doing a slow-mo.
Oh, jumped right to it. It was great, though. It was great, dude. Enough basketball talk.
Is that your favorite fight?
That's one of them. The Malice in the Palace was one of them.
Yeah.
Anything that the Detroit Pistons did back
in
the day.
Remember when the Pacer, what was his face, went into the stands and was fighting somebody?
I'll tell you. Yeah, that's the Malice in the Palace.
No, that
fight. One of the best ones, Knicks, Heat. Van Gundy, when Van Gundy grabs Alonzo Mourning's leg, and he's like carrying him
around.
Yeah,
he's dragging him around. That was a good one. He actually swings and throws him around.
Yeah.
My favorite was
Larry Johnson. What people don't know about Grandmama, is that he was actually a
teammates.
They were former teammates, but Larry Johnson was also a Golden Glove boxer.
Didn't look like it there.
Yeah.
He picked the right sport. if that's how he fights. Yeah.
Those are great series, man. Those are great series.
The NBA is, it's bad for the NBA that the Knicks are bad. It's bad for the NBA
it
that
is.
The Knicks
yeah.
are bad.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't want to get into it with Alonzo, but they're going to have to do something about guaranteed contracts. I think they're hurting the league. I think people are signing these fat checks. And you're seeing it with these guys in these playoff games. These dudes, when they don't think they're going to win, they just roll over and they just get, and they don't care because they're getting paid. I think it should be like, and this is blasphemy to talk about this when it comes to pro sports. There, it should be, because the whole thing is like, they should make their money. They've earned it. They should get their money. I don't know where anywhere else in the world, except for CEO, and I think it's bullshit, where you get paid if you don't fucking get the job done. Even Tom Cruise's money's gone down since his movies don't do well. His movies don't do well, he doesn't make the same amount of money, right? I think you should get a fat, like a life-changing signing bonus. Hey, I want to sign Johnny to a five-year, $150 million deal.
I accept that.
But you get 60 mil guaranteed. That way you make your fuck you money.
What about incentives? I mean, that's supposed to be the answer to this, right?
No, I totally agree with that.
Hey, guys, I've been around for 3 years. Johnny's been around, what, 3 weeks?
This is a signing bonus.
Dude.
This is,
I know, but I
you've been you should have negotiated.
And he's yeah. he's
your fucking agent sucked, and they just took the first fucking bid.
He's going to need – you need all the money for those legal fees with all this divorce.
I shouldn't have hired my wife as my agent.
Yeah, divided by two.
That's where you got fucked. That's where you fucked. You took a shit where you eat.
This is one of my favorites for sure.
Mine is – do you remember when Deion Sanders left the Falcons, went to the Niners on a one-year deal, wound up winning the Super Bowl? That's when the Falcons were in the NFC West, so we had to play the Niners twice before they realigned everything. When Deion came back, and him and Andre Rison were best friends. When Deion comes back, he's guarding Rison. He puts his hands out to shake his hand right before, and he just gives him like the nope right here. Right at the start, the first time they touch each other, and then they just get into a huge slap. Boom. Boom. And then they just really go
out. You have
at
to be an idiot to punch a helmet.
Both of them. Look at this. Boom. Bam.
You have to
bam.
Be an idiot
bam.
To punch
bam.
A helmet.
That is pretty good.
I mean, you got to be an idiot.
And then right after that, Deion intercepts the ball, starts high stepping at about the 40, maybe the 40, 60 yard high. Right. It might even be this play
this
right
is
here.
It, yeah.
Just jumps this route, which he's always so great at. Look at this. Wasn't even guarding that guy.
Look how fast he is.
And he's gone.
Look how fast.
Starts high stepping right up. Yep, right at the 50. Boink.
At the 50.
And he's looking backwards the whole time. Oh, God.
That's the
that
guy who found
worst.
Jesus after all the fun was over.
Miss that guy.
Like, dude, that guy was fucking so many chicks.
My all-time favorite Falcon and maybe athlete, maybe Jordan first, then Deion. But it is a close, close love I have for Deion up there with.
Football-wise, it's fucking, it's a little crazy because I mean, I love Lawrence Taylor and I'm not.
Go Tar Heels, yeah. He's a North Carolina player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love Lawrence Taylor. I mean, never did you watch, never did you, you watch the game to see what he would do.
Same
Very
with
rarely do you see that on defense. Yeah, he's one of them
Same,
too. And then it's like Bo Jackson, even though his career was so short, like, I love that guy. I loved watching him, dude.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people forget he didn't even start. Marcus Allen.
I mean,
Vic was like that for a few years. Those first few years, he was a guy that, you know, they would put in primetime just because people wanted to watch what he would do next.
Exciting,
it was
exciting,
insane.
Exciting.
Yeah, those first few years were amazing.
He's giving everybody herpes.
He had so much fucking potential.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's get it, dude. Let's start into our UFC talk by talking about this great boxing match that happened.
You're talking about the
Errol Spence Jr.
Yeah.
versus
great fight,
Cal Brook,
huh?
Cal Brook.
Yeah.
Great fight. Did you enjoy it, Jason?
Yeah, I think it was a good fight. I mean, I think that
I thought it was.
I wish I went to betdsi.com and bet on it because I bet the odds of this were probably. I mean, the underdog definitely won. Nobody thought he was going to win that fight.
Which is what you should do.
And I think he's undefeated. Errol Spence is undefeated.
He's undefeated,
So now 22-0 with 19 knockouts. Okay, there it is.
BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI. Use promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 betting cash. It takes about an hour or two to get that money. It'll take a little time. You'll get it. And you can make bets on boxing, these NBA finals, the UFC fights coming up. Is boxing making a comeback, Jason Tebow?
Yeah. I mean, we've said it on this show before. I mean, people say it all the time. I mean, I think so. I was talking about it last night with, you know who we should get is Russell Peters. I bet he would do the show. I was talking boxing with him last night for a long time. Especially the heavyweight division. And I think boxing goes as that division goes. If the heavyweight division is competitive in boxing and is five or six people you know in the heavyweight division, the whole sport seems to be doing better. When the heavyweight division is somewhat irrelevant or it's just one guy that no one can beat for fucking 10 years, you know, like when Lennox Lewis just ran that division forever, it was kind of boring. No, but I think boxing is making a I don't know if it's making a comeback. I think boxing's never really gone away. Just now there's a lot more competitive fighters at heavyweight, in my opinion.
Like look at how many fights Klitschko's had. Go up again. Klitschko's 60, had 70. Almost 70 fights. If you met an NBA player, I mean an MMA fighter with that many fights, you'd be like, dude, that guy's going to be retarded by the time he's old.
Can I want to bitch about one thing about the NBA.
Please.
Can we wrap it up? I mean, like, hockey.
You want them to win condoms?
No, I'm saying hockey, pretty much same season, you know. They've already – it'll be game two before the finals.
They have to be loving this, that there's this huge break in the NBA playoffs. Hockey's getting all the fucking heat.
And NBA playoffs is as long as the NFL entire season, 17 weeks.
Holy shit.
The entire NFL season is as long as just the NBA playoffs.
Because
they stretch it out so goddamn much.
Yeah, that's way too.
I missed the first two rounds.
Look how quick these hockey players are playing. You think that's harder on your body than and playing in the NBA? Of course it is.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we can't play.
Yeah.
We need 5 days off in between each game. Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
NBC's advertisers do.
I mean, for those when those early series go the full length, I mean, they only have like a couple days off.
Triple headers. I think it's triple headers is the answer.
Just shorten those series, I guess. That's the only really way
to do it. Or three games going on at once.
Yes. Whenever Aaron leads in, I feel like he's got something to say.
Hockey is so tough, you can only play 90 seconds at a time. I mean, that's how hard the game is. 90 seconds at a time. Then you're out. Take a breath.
Yep.
Drink some water.
Oh, really? They fucking replace
that's
you
how
that
long
quick?
Your shift is. 90 seconds tops.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Fun facts, we learned some today.
Who is on it? Oh, yeah, this is the Holloway.
UFC 212.
Is that Saturday?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, so I'm going to be at the store watching it, not talking politics.
We'll see.
We'll see, I guarantee you. Good card, bad card, thoughts?
I mean, as I'm looking at it, there's not a lot on here. I like Aldo Holloway. I think that's going to be a great
fight.
I think Aldo wins that.
I think Bellator beat Vitor Belfort versus Marquardt could be a decent fight.
This to me is like, is Belfort done? That's what this is for me. If Nate Marquardt runs through Vitor Belfort, beats him pretty easily.
Vitor wants to go to Bellator. He wants to go fight all those old guys.
I mean, he's one of them.
Yeah. Well, he's been around since the break of dawn. This guy, this Palau. How would you pronounce it?
I would say that is Paolo.
Paolo?
Yeah.
Barricchia?
Barricchia.
Barricchia?
There you go.
He is my vote for number one dude.
Hardest name to say? That's your vote for number one hardest name to say?
He's my vote for number one dude to get busted for steroids.
Look at the guy he's fighting.
Yeah, what?
No, but I've seen this guy fight. He looks HGH out of his fucking skull.
Oluwale? Bam, bam,
boo, boo,
boozy.
Yeah, he's from the United States.
I mean, that guy looks jacked.
I tell you, dude,
that is a big guy. You're right.
I'm totally. He's my number one vote for number one dude juicing. Number one dude juicing. I watched him fight up here. Go up.
He would kill me.
Over the guy with the beard right there. It looks like my buddy Keith Healy. I watched him fight that dude, and he just mauled him. And
Gareth McClellan.
Yeah, Gareth McClellan. And I watched as soon as I tweeted, like, this guy's a badass. James hit me up. Dude, he's juicing. And I after he said, I go, you know what? You're probably fucking right. He looks like he's juicing. He looks it.
Yeah. He does have.
He's got those fucking eight ball nipples. No, that's a sure sign.
It's the veins.
When you got eight ball nipples.
It's the head. Look at what Tiger Woods' head has turned into from juicing. Man. He's got that total juicer head.
Well, that's
and
the
now
we
it's
didn't
weird.
Talk about.
Now like, it's weird.
He was way more Asian than ever before, by the way. Oh, he looks super Asian now.
Super Asian.
He used to look like a, you know. Like
I wonder if the Asians are like, finally, you're a bad driver. You're on. You're one of us.
And he's really balding badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his hair's doing bad things.
That's an HGH.
Just
man.
Shave it off or always go hat. Like, you could be the cool, fun hat guy now. Get like a good hat.
What do you want him to do? Show up in like a Doctor Who hat? A flop?
He's got his own hats, man. Absolutely. He's got his own line of hats.
Get like, your just own shit going. Yeah, man.
I would start some Tiger Woods fedoras.
Or even
fedoras.
Like that.
Some Kangols. Yeah.
If you want to play 18 holes or solve murder mysteries, it's Tiger Woods fedoras.
Dude, I'm sure he's got a closet full of hats.
All right, let's go through this fight for all the kids. We're going to tell you who we're going to make bets. You want to do this?
I mean, I don't know a shitload about a lot
Who
of these
cares?
Fighters. So, you want me to randomly guess names? I will, but other than Aldo and the Belfort fight, I don't really know a lot about these other guys.
You got Claudia Gonorrhea.
What do you guys think of this thing with the shaving the side? I like that when they shave the.
Oh, this girl with the shaving the side.
I think anything young girls do is hot, yeah, with the exception of taking a shit. That's besides nice. That, I'm all in. I'm all in.
Claudia.
This is one versus two. This is so winner of this gets a title shot, I presume.
But they've both lost to the champions. But here's the thing: these are the two hardest fights that Joanna Violence has taken on.
I'll go with. 10-1, 13-2. That Claudia looks like she could punch the fuck out of something, though.
Yeah.
She's a good fighter.
I'll go with her.
All right.
Brazil versus Poland, though. Yeah, I'll take the Brazilian.
I'm going to take the Brazil. My question real quick before we pick these, does nationalism come into play? Because you know when we go to Brazil, they boo the fuck out anyone who isn't
this
Brazilian.
Is, I mean, I think if it's a home, I mean, I think everybody wants to fight at home. So I think come into play a little bit. It's a little bit easier to, you know, to have the crowd behind you, sleep in your own bed maybe, or, you know, speak your own language, eat your own food.
Dude. The girl on the right has no legs. Zero leg reach.
I may take her then. She's going to be hard to fucking...
So we got a chick fighting a stumpy. You know what's so funny, dude? There's actually wrestlers that don't have... They don't have legs. So they wrestle at a weight in which they don't have legs at. So they're these giant
fucks. It's just like a 300-pound guy, but he only weighs 180.
Yeah, because
he doesn't have legs.
And he just manhandles people. Because they have to fight guys with legs.
That's not
so
true.
I'm going to go with the chick with no legs.
You're going Poland.
I'd like to bang a chick with no legs. When you, like the angles you could get it's without those legs.
I've already thought it through. I think I've even talked about it on the show, but I've already thought it through the best thing about a chick with no legs banging you. Here's the move. Okay.
Spinner?
Yes, she's on top of you. Have her hold her arms, eat like a T, like this. Then you get your other buddy to come in and just spin her around like an old well.
So now, is this technically a threesome, or is he just spotting?
Just support.
Just like a buddy. Just a buddy being there, being a bro.
He walks her around like Conan.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe somebody whipping her. So maybe there's four people. But just to be like a pussy on you that is just constantly rotating and spinning.
Well, you know, in like Thailand, they do basket things where you... They put girls in baskets and they lower and they spin the baskets. Like, that's how they treat human beings in other places.
That's how they should treat human beings.
Okay, all right. What's wrong, Johnny?
No, I'm just trying to imagine what you're describing there. Okay.
It's like a surprise basket, but what you don't know, and this is the scary thing about going to Thailand, every 10th basket is filled with cobras, and they don't tell you which one's which, so sometimes you stick your dick.
Remember in Flash Gordon where you had to put your hand in the log, and if you don't get bit, you become a man. If you get bit, you die?
I don't remember that at all, but I wasn't a big Flash Gordon guy.
Oh, you're blasphemy.
Good song, though.
Go to the other fights. Let's go. Let's go stop from the bottom. We'll go from the main card. Go over. We got, I feel like Eric Silva has been like this guy only because he's an attractive looking dude. Where they're like, the UFC, they're like, please get good. Please. So we can promote you. Because you keep getting your ass handed to you.
I don't know much about this Yancy Medeiros guy.
I do, and he's a good fighter, and I'm going with him.
Okay.
Mostly because he has his tattoos collected. More complete.
No.
I'll take the American in this.
Always,
I'll go
dude.
Yancy Medeiros.
When it comes to Americans versus Brazilians, I always go American because they always boo our guys. So within these fights, even though I love Brazil, fuck Brazil. Okay, I'm going to go Holy War Angel, which is my vote for worst nickname.
This Oluwale just looks so mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with him, even though this other guy is a pure 100% murderer. Because he's, in my opinion, he's juicing.
If you accidentally rear-end somebody, Oluwale is making the face and the look of the last guy you want to see get out of that front seat walking towards your car.
I agree with that.
Like, you're like, oh, no. I'm going to go with him. Only again, American, I'm probably wrong. The other guy's undefeated.
Yeah, but the other guy's just a murderer. A murderer. Vitor Belfort versus Nate Marquardt. Nate Marquardt's done. He's done.
I think both these guys are pretty much done.
But they're both equally done. So I'm just going to go with Belfort because he's at home and it's going to be his last fight in the UFC and he's probably going to go to Bellator.
I'll go Belfort.
Yeah, I hate it. I'd rather go American on that one. I'm going to go with the chick with no legs on this.
I'll go the other way. I'll take Claudia in this.
Okay. And then this is going to be a good fight.
I'll take Josie.
This is going to be a good fight.
I'll take Aldo.
What thoughts, Johnny Woodward?
It's got to be Aldo. Come on.
I'm going to go with the American. Max Holloway, blessed.
I'll go Aldo. I think Aldo.
I think you're right.
No.
I think
no
you're
way.
Probably right, but I'm going to go American on all these because I can't stand how they fucking get so fucking nationalistic with these fucking fights. In the NBA,
you don't like the nationalism
in Ireland, England.
You don't like nationalism in combat sports, boxing and or UFC or MMA.
But when they're here, we don't do that to them.
My ass,
that's because most of the fans are Mexicans. I mean,
my ass, we don't. You get the USA chant going in every goddamn fight when there's somebody else that's not American.
Not to the level Brazil.
Have you seen the movie Rocky? It's all about that.
But I really think that's because they're so diverse.
That's a written script.
I know. I'm just saying that that's how bad it is. If he dies, he dies.
I mean, put one of these fights in Dodger Stadium, you'll see some nationalism.
Yeah. For the Mexicans.
Those guys, they threw stuff at us when Yachty hit Homer. I was very upset. They hit my wife.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. You had to
they hit
that.
Your ex-wife?
Yeah.
Were your seats together, or did you guys have, like,
separate? What'd you say? Hey, guys?
No, we were just, no.
Only I get to hit my wife.
I didn't know until we already sat down that it happened, but there were, like, four dudes behind us.
Yeah, everybody was pretty cool to meet at the Cubs
so
game.
Well, because we're
there were a lot of Cubs fans there.
Cubs fans, way too
many. There's a lot of Chicago people out here, though. There's a lot of people
calls coming in. Any
here.
Calls?
No.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Guys, if you want to call in, ask Tebow anything. Call in 323-282-7424. I didn't know Alonzo was going to leave that quickly. I would have had him come in the second hour.
Aaron.
Yeah.
What is the premiere date of I'm Dying Up Here? Is it the 10th? Let me look at this.
June 4th, maybe?
Let me see, because I want to plug this for our buddies. I believe it is June 4th. I'm Dying Up Here. So that is this Sunday is the premiere of Showtime show I'm Dying Up Here with all of our good friends, including Al Madrigal.
Eric Griffin. Andrew Santino.
Yep.
Santino sounds Mexican, doesn't it?
He's great in it. Magical really was.
Can we hear a trailer? Let's hear it.
Magical really was my favorite part in it. Let's not hear the trailer.
Okay, let's not. Let's not, Tebow.
Oh, my God. My glasses just broke.
It was great, though. They put the first episode up on YouTube last week, and it's great.
And it's also, they're doing a free preview of the pilot episode on Showtime, so you can actually watch it first, the pilot episode.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure if they're dropping two episodes on Sunday, if the episode two comes out as well as one. But you can watch a pilot episode of I'm Dying Up Here, which is a great show. I watched the first episode, and it's kind of like stand-up comedy in the 70s, loosely based on The Comedy Store and Mitzi Shore, and produced by Jim Carrey. So check that out. I know we talked about it last week, but I want to blast it for all of our buddies.
Dude, check it out. I love it. I love that Al's kicking ass. Check out Al's new special, and I'm glad. You know, it's cool that comedy stand-up seems to be in right now. Seems to be big.
I think it's because of podcasting.
I'm going to shoot my own special. I just decided right now.
I think it's podcasting is what's really, I think put it on the map. You know, I had a guy, and I'm a, you know,
you
granted,
know a guy,
I'm a
you know
nobody.
A dude.
Granted, I'm a nobody.
You're not a nobody. You're a somebody.
But in the world, in the light of stand-up comedy, I'm just a whatever. I'm more known from podcasting than doing stand-up, but I've been doing stand-up a long time. I'm at the Comedy Store, and I'm ranting about something. And somebody just goes, are you fucking Teeb? And I'm like, thinking I owe this guy money. And some guy from another country knew who I was, knew about my stand-up, was came to the Comedy Store just because everybody that he likes, stand-up comics, that talk about the Comedy Store and podcasting. Podcasting, in a lot of ways, has a lot to do with the store being back and being what it is in
the
last
10
years.
Joe Rogan talking about the Comedy Store constantly is a giant reason. Yeah.
And every other and the 50 other podcasts that if you add them all together equals Rogan's numbers. Joey Diaz always talking about it. Ari always talking about it. Duncan always talking about it. Us always talking about it. And I don't think the Comedy Store really realizes that much of like, I mean, granted, Adam, yeah, great job. Eric, great job. They've done a lot of things to change that place around.
Right.
But we've been talking about the Comedy Store for 8 years on podcast now.
How long have we been doing this podcast?
6 years.
6 years. 6 years. I had so much hope back then.
First 3 years, we're good.
Hey, how many years till the website's ready?
Oh, years? Mm. 2 years, maybe?
Let's see how it looks so far.
What? We don't want to put that up.
Okay, all right.
I don't have it on this laptop anyway.
Signing bonus.
What?
There goes that signing bonus.
I already agreed.
Let's get some calls. Call in. We want to talk to you. 323-282-7424. T-shirts. Push everything.
Jesus Christ. It's literally the only time you ever ask me anything. Tebow, talk about it. Then right to his phone. That's Sam's vacay. Sam's vacation. Tebow, bet TSI. You can finally talk now.
Harry's,
right to his phone.
Harry's.
Yeah. You talk more than I do.
I do?
Yes.
I talk more than you do on this show.
Yes.
Dude, come on.
By far.
Are you serious right now?
You're saying he talks more than you do.
Maybe not this episode because I was engaging Alonzo Bone, but for the most part, I ask the questions, Tebow and Ari go off on it, and I drive the show.
Those must be really long questions, then, if that's how you view it, because...
You're crazy.
Dude, I honestly...
You say I talk the most.
Jason, come on.
If you're being serious,
I'm being dead.
Yeah, you definitely talk more than I do on this show.
No way, dude.
Put up a poll. What's your name, James? But that being said, allcomedytshirts.com. You can go there. You can go to punchdrunksports.com. There's a link to it. But you can also go to allcomedytshirts.com, and that's where you can get all of your Punch Drunk shirts. We got a Fight Andy shirt coming up. We got two more other shirts coming up. And Ari said he's going to start booking himself at Spoiler Alerts. Which God only knows what he is going to be spoiling.
Be the first person to buy Ari's new belt. Apparently, that's not moving like we thought it would. I thought people would love that shirt. I mean, it's Ari's new belt.
I mean, it's definitely something you can't wear at work or school.
Yeah.
Or school.
Maybe near school.
And it's based on a real photo. If you buy Ari's new belt shirt, let me tell you this. If you buy that shirt, I will give you an added bonus. Tweet at me. With that shirt, and I will tweet you back the actual real picture that is based on.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm saying, if you want to see Ari's belt, I have the actual picture that is based on.
He's even got those socks on, right?
Literally wearing those socks. That was at the old, not Toad Hop, what was after that? Lovitz. When we were at Lovitz, had that big green screen because he's standing there right on the green screen. So go to allcomedytshirts.com. You can... get all of our shirts there. And as always, go to cavemancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 15% off and free shipping all of June. So not only do you get 15% off, you also don't have to pay for shipping. So get some coffee. And if you wait till the weekend, spoiler alert, free shipping. So that is that, guys.
Amazon links.
Oh, that's the other thing. Go to punchdrunksports.com. And click the Amazon link up there. You got to go to Amazon anyway, so why not? Sorry, I'm distracted by the whatever piss is still left
that
over from this fucking idiot.
That's urine and saliva mixed together. Because that's what he spit out of his mouth.
I jokingly was going to drink it a couple times every time you were talking to Alonzo, and I would just lean in like I was going to get it just to make our laugh.
Yeah.
Did it about 3 or 4 times. At the end, he grabs it and he literally. Drank it and then almost started puking.
So now he's rubbed shit out of his face and drank.
In 8 days. He's rubbed shit on his face. 7 days. Rubbed shit on his face and drank his own
piss. Should that be a bag of bets, drink your own pee?
I thought it was.
It is in there.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, you got to do it a shot, a one-ounce shot of your own piss.
Oh, ooh, a one-ounce shot.
Yep.
We need to get back to bags of bed.
I don't know if you'll be able to keep it down.
Come on, we're not.
But you can try.
By the way, it's we've got several votes in so far. It's 100% Sam talks more than Jason.
It's old bullshit.
Not a single vote.
I don't believe that you really are being serious.
I can't believe that either.
It's
like, what about on the Patreon? Are you including the Patreon podcast too?
No, I'm not.
Okay. The Patreon podcast, I barely speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've said 9 words in the last 3 I was on there.
It's not, hey,
I get it.
You're an entertainer. I mean, you should talk, but.
Why are you being offended by this?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
I literally thought, I said, I know on Patreon, like, with certain people, I talk a little more because I know how to deal with them.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing, but I just can't believe you have
warped
this somehow.
But my opinion is, try to drive the show and set
by
these
talking
guys up
more,
to talk.
Yeah. By talking more, yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's not a judgment. You definitely
all
talk
right,
more.
All right, I'll change my game.
No, we're
here on.
So
why are you,
so touchy, yeah.
You're saying you're not taking this bad, but
I'm
why
not,
do you have to
I'm
change?
Not upset.
Yeah,
why? Because
I'd rather set you guys up to talk.
I see what you're saying. You have it in your head one way, but and it's not how you think. Is that a new hat? Did you get that at the game, too?
No, I had it. Oh.
Maybe
I
we can set you up with a light or something, you know, and you get 30 seconds, and then we just flip the light on.
Who are you? Who are you?
I mean, if you care about it, if you act like
no,
you really care about it.
I like to
this.
Drive the show and set these guys up to talk.
You know, here's what's funny. Sam's like, not only does he hire you, get you to move out here, just told you to come sit down and get on the mic, and now he's like, who the fuck are you? Why are you here? What are you doing here? Anyways, go to punchdrunksports.com. That's how you go to Amazon. You got to shop anyway. Father's Day is coming up.
100%.
If you're not going to use the Harry's...
5 votes.
If you're not going to use the Harry's code and get your father a nice Harry's Father's Day gift, go to Amazon.com. Through punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link there. Buy your father whatever you want. If you were raised by lesbians like I was, buy the manliest one of the two something for Father's Day. This bitch gets both Mother's and Father's Day from me.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
I do.
You call her during Father's Day?
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Nice. But she also gets Mother's Day, too, because I don't want to be an
double
asshole.
Double dip?
So, yeah, she double dips.
Well, that's women.
But
they
she's
get
worth
Christmas,
it.
And they get fucking Valentine's Day, right. And they get their birthday.
A woman likes eating my mom out so much, she put me and my sister through college. That says something big. Sure does, doesn't it? So happy Father's Day, Joy.
That is so funny, dude. Should we do a Patreon after the fight?
Sure.
Yeah, that's probably the next time I'm going to be at the store anyway.
All right. That's cool.
Saturday.
Thursday, but
I didn't call in. He gave me 2 last week, and I was kind of like, okay.
I'm out of town for almost all next June.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. I'm doing...
So it'll just be me and Ari, and then
no, I'll
Skype?
Be here for the week. But in terms of doing spots,
oh, but you'll be here on Tuesdays. I thought you were saying on Punch Drunk you won't be here.
I like to. I'm gonna start trying to do more, go to New York City more. You know, try to do some New York City shit.
And I'm excited for the big anal bleaching. Now we should what we should do, and we
can
talked
we
about
call
this.
Call Ryan Keeley. I'm a caller.
We talked about this before.
As you're going, I'm gonna see if I can call her.
Yeah, we only got 5 minutes. We talked about this before, and let's see what everybody thinks. And I know Aaron's gonna be in. Don't worry, it doesn't involve fire. Should we get Ren Azizi in next week? Because he'll puke.
Yeah, for sure.
But we won't. Let's not tell him.
That, just tell him it's a regular episode. Yeah,
yeah. Let's just be like, hey, man, Ari will be in studio, so it'll just be us four.
He just walks in and Ari's got his ass.
It'll just be us four, and then it's dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah. But we got to lock the door. Or we get Biddlecomb to go out there and then jam a chair up there or something so he can't get out. That's not a fire hazard, is it, Aaron?
No, probably not.
Okay, cool. You ever see that episode of The Office when Dwight tries to starts a fake fire? And it's like, it was almost like The Simpsons, like people are falling out from the top of the ceiling, just baffled by what to do. That episode of The Simpsons when they had that fire drill, and Homer's like goes in, and for some reason he's outside, and he's hammering the door shut so people can't get out. It's the absolute last thing you would do if there was a fucking fire. So it took like 48 minutes. They were timing it for everyone to get out.
You know what I watched the other day, The Hateful Eight? Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
I thought it was great. I thought
loved it.
So,
of course.
It got such negative reviews, and I'm like,
they were okay, I think, weren't they?
I thought a lot of them was like,
it was nominated for a lot of things.
Wasn't good. Did you like it, Aaron?
I liked it. I mean, everybody.
What
dies.
Do you think said the N-word more? 75%
positive. 75% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. That's
yeah. Good. I mean, everybody dies at the end. Spoiler alert.
Certified fresh.
If you haven't seen it. Everybody. I mean, everybody.
Sorry,
Samuel
dude.
Jackson, everybody. Just completely horses. Dead.
So
dies
for,
in like
man.
A bed at the end. Yeah, it's really weird. That was a good movie.
I'm going to kill him.
It got award nominations. What do you want?
It's a three-year-old movie. Maybe older than that. When was it come out?
I love how you guys are both yelling at me for different reasons.
If I don't Google stuff, I get yelled at. And if I do
really
Google stuff, I get yelled at.
My goddamn
how
glasses.
How can I win?
How'd you break your
I don't know.
Glasses?
They just this little...
Trying to get away from the urine, probably.
Yeah.
That's
when you were using
like,
me
yeah.
as a human shield.
you were like, you had him like this.
what year did that come out?
2015, I think.
Oh, okay, 2 years ago. Yeah, you just now saw it, or you saw it in the theater at the on the
watched
thing?
It the other night.
He shot it in 70mm, so if you could see it,
yeah,
they did like a tour
it,
of
yeah.
it in 70mm. It was great.
Great.
Yeah.
That's right. Where,
now, was that his last movie? Did he say it was his last movie?
No, I think he's got, what, one or two
he's
more, right?
Doing he's doing 10.
Yeah.
10 more?
So this was 8. So
this
yeah,
another Kill
two
Bill?
More, yeah. Two more to go.
Oh, Kill Bill 3. That'd
hold
be
on,
great.
Kill Bill's coming out? Shut up. Well, he's working on it. Oh, my God. Someone tell him I want to be in it.
Yeah, let's all tweet at him. Put Sam Tripoli in Kill Bill 3.
I think you'd be good in that.
You could be maybe in Kill Bill Burr 3.
Kill Bill.
You know him. He might throw you in the movie.
I want to write a movie.
The
series is going now? Is it done?
Oh, that's from Dusk Till Dawn, the series. I think he's
Kill
probably.
Kill Bill 3,
getting credit
yes!
because he made the film.
Is he directing?
Kill Bill guy? 1 is my favorite movie.
You know what I watched? Is
Taxi
that right?
Driver. What's your favorite? Kill Bill 1, Taxi Driver. That was
see,
fucking great.
That looks like, to me, like he's not.
He just wrote it, yeah.
Like non comedy?
They're using
it
the characters.
I know, at comedies, I have like so
what,
many comedies I love.
What are your favorite movies of all time? Your top five?
I love
five?
The movie Contact.
Annie
Contact's
Hall.
In my top five.
I got like 3 Woody Allen movies in there.
I like.
Does that surprise you?
Kill Bill.
This guy's got 3 Woody Allen movies. Does that surprise you?
Well, I mean, from a guy who looks like he touches children, no, yeah. That doesn't surprise me. Kill Bill, Taxi.
Coming from you.
Taxi Driver?
Taxi Driver.
Nobody,
yeah.
Taxi
nobody
was
has
Mr.
more
T
to say
movie.
About
remember that?
12-year-old.
No.
It was
no.
an old Mr. T movie called
the first
Taxi.
Ghostbusters. I remember seeing about
I mean,
15 million times.
I can never not watch Caddyshack and
Superman
love it.
2.
There's this movie, High Fidelity, I've seen probably more than
I love High
other
Fidelity.
Movie. I watched
what
a million times.
What movie
times
have you
college.
Seen the most?
Probably that, honestly. I've
mine
seen
is
more than...
Ghostbusters 1 and Kill Bill.
The movie I've seen the most... Oh, Schindler's Fist, which is a great porn.
I saw Happy Gilmore.
I've
watched
porn
like
1,000 times. Go on, Aaron.
The movie I've seen the most is Back to the Future, for sure.
Yeah,
really?
I think Caddyshack is what I've seen the most.
Oh!
The first Vacation, I probably have seen 5,000
yeah.
times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, a movie is
the
up
day.
There, but it just isn't going to break the top. But I think, and you'll never guess this when I would say it, Doctor Strange, I thought was so good. Like, it was so next level. Oh, the first Matrix in that, the very first yeah. Matrix yeah. in that.
Remember when that came out, and it came out when the first redo of Star Wars came out, like the first of the new three?
Yeah.
And that was so hyped, and no one talked about the Matrix
99,
at all.
Right?
And everybody went to go see both. And they were like, dude, fuck Star Wars.
Yeah.
That Matrix was awesome. Like,
that's
it
when
just
George,
shit on Star Wars.
George Lucas realized he Hollywood had passed him by.
And that's where Keanu Reeves really hit his groove of like, I can be a big-time actor and only say 11 words per movie.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. That movie would have won Movie of the Year if Keanu Reeves wasn't in it.
He says 9 words in both of – I thought he was great. I did like him in that. In both of the John Wicks, he says 11
those
words
are, and they're so good.
Awesome.
They're
so
amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
So good.
They're so good.
Those are great movies.
So good.
I can't wait for the third one.
So good.
Yeah. Me neither.
Apocalypse Now is up there. I
yeah,
love
that's a
that.
Great movie. I've seen that a bunch.
That's great.
I think I've seen probably Happy Gilmore, too.
I've seen Pulp Fiction 7,000 times,
too.
Pulp Fiction's
that's
great,
way
too.
Up there.
Well, guys, I thought this was an awesome episode. I mean, last week we had fire and shit. This week we had black people and drinking piss. So, I mean, it's like, it's just fucking great. We found out Tebow talks more than I do. Full Metal Jacket's great, too. Clockwork Orange is great. E.T. was great. I mean, they're all great. They're great.
Oh, The Shining actually might be my favorite movie. That's a great movie. Yeah, I watch that every time it's on.
Ski School's good too.
I'm sorry, Sam.
We should do a top five list every show. We'll pick some, do our top five every show.
Okay. That's have you done Ernst's podcast?
No.
Yeah, that's what his is, top 10. But all you do is argue with him over top 10, whatever's in top 10.
That's cool.
It's fun because it's perfect for his neuroses. The one I did was like top 10 video games or something. And so it's literally Brent Ernst screaming, well, you got to put Dig Dug in there. And you're like, okay, whatever. Dig Dug. Fine, bro. You get it.
Dig Dug was great, though, dude. Dig Dug was great. All right, guys. Great podcast. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. The Patreon will be Saturday night. We're going to be doing it live from the Comedy Store in the Belly of the Beast. You guys have been great. Thank you for all your support. We love you guys, your listeners. There's nobody better than Punch Drunk fans. And hopefully we'll see you when we're on the road. We'll take care. Bye,
Drink
everybody.
Drink piss.
Stay dry.